It is another perfect day in LA, Kyle. Do you know why? Do you know why today is the day of new beginnings for LA sports fans?
I do, actually.
Can you tell me why?
I can tell you why. The LA Dodgers have been boughten.
And not just boughten by any Joe Schmo.
Mark Cuban, right?
No.
Oh, no, not Mark Cuban.
Guy named Magic. Irving Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Maybe MJ. You've heard of him.
He was pretty good, right? Played for the Bulls.
MJ. This is Jordan. Come on. You're not stupid.
All right. I'll stop playing dumb. Yes. Magic Johnson bought the baseball team.
It's amazing.
I don't get it, though. He's a basketball player. Why did he buy a baseball team?
Apparently, he's a businessman because he just ponied up $2 billion with a bunch of other dudes to buy probably the second most historic team in the history of baseball after the Yankees. You think of baseball, you think of Dodgers, you think of Jackie Robinson, you think of how they've expanded into international borders. I mean, it's a historic team. It was in the hands of a horrible owner in Frank McCourt.
You don't like McCourt?
Oh,
Bud?
Dude.
Buddy? You know that he's still part owner.
Of the parking lots. But it's perfect because Bill Plaschke in the LA Times would always call him the parking lot attendant. Mm-hmm. Now he's just like a really, 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 really rich parking lot attendant.
Did he get all $2 billion of those dollars?
I'm sure his wife got a lot. And, I mean, he has a cost of goods that he has to pay off too, right? Yeah. And so... But it is a great day in L.A. You think about a year ago from now in L.A., you had the Dodgers who were going through this nasty divorce. They were going nowhere. It was upsetting. You had USC who was under sanctions. And you just, you know, for an L.A.
The Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers. I mean, you had the Lakers, and they just lost in the NBA Finals.
Kings? L.A. Kings?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that the hockey team?
I think they play hockey.
And the Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks. I think they're the Ducks.
They're just the Ducks now. They dropped the Mighty.
Yeah. But it is so good to see. It's just a new day for us LA sports fans. I love that song. It speaks to how we're feeling down there. I'm not saying it's World Series right now, but it's something to be excited. You go from the most hated man in LA to probably the most loved man in LA.
Do you think he overpaid?
Of course he did. But here's the thing.
$2 billion is overpaying.
If I had $2 billion in my back pocket, I'd pay for it.
Oh, man. Because I was listening to the radio, and they brought on one of the guys that was in the running for it. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. Forget which
the hedge fund owner?
I'm not sure. It was him and a couple other guys, and they were like, yeah, we could go as high as 1.1. We wouldn't go to 1.1. Like, we could maybe push 1.2, 1.3.
Dude, it's Dr. Evil money from Austin Powers.
I know. It's
$1 billion.
It's ridiculous how much money that is.
I know.
I mean, because what they're saying is, like, that the money that they make from the parking lot is, like, $600 million, right, a year?
Oh, geez. $600
million a year. And that's worth more than, like, most NFL teams.
That's crazy. I mean, that's because if you've never been to Dodger Stadium, they have their own parking lot. It's not like, you know, down by Safeco where you have to find a parking spot somewhere across the city and walk really far. Dodger Stadium is set up in probably one of the most beautiful spots in all of L.A., overlooking the city on a clear day without the smog. you can see out to the Santa Monica. I'm not going to say you can see the pier, but you can see the ocean. I love L.A. And I love it even more right now. I'm gleaming. Can you tell?
Yes, I can see it. You begged for that song.
I did.
You did.
I even bought it so we can play it.
Bought it. It doesn't mean we can play it. We're still going illegal. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, oops. Sorry, Mr. Newman.
Yeah, we're stealing money from Randy. All of our listeners.
We just dropped him.
Yeah,
he'd be happy though, because they play his song after every Dodger win.
Do they really?
They do. That's why that song, especially that part right there, that's what why it means so much to me. Kind of brings me home.
What do they play after a loss?
people start beating people up.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, not good. Let's move on.
Okay, we'll stick to baseball, though.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm not at all. I don't like baseball.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just excited because Magic Johnson owns the Dodgers.
Okay, so you're more excited for that. You're more excited for that than the Mariners 3-1 spanking of the Oakland Athletics
Dustin
last night?
Dustin Ackley.
It took him 11 innings in Japan.
In Japan.
At 2 in the morning.
Are the innings longer there?
Maybe.
Huh.
Do they play upside down? No, it's the same hemisphere.
It is the same. You know what? They have those noisemakers out there, you know, those horrible, like.
Wait, the ones that you, like, beat together and it's
yes.
Like. Doo, 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 doo.
Watching a game in Japan is like watching a game with someone beating cymbals over my head.
It's like the vuvuzelas of South Africa.
Dude, totally. Sweet reference.
I hate those things.
It's the same thing, except for dun, 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 dun. The Dodgers tried that once. Going back to the Dodgers, dear to my heart. The Dodgers tried that once. It was horrible. They never did it again because it was so bad.
You know,
thunder sticks.
I think that this is the most baseball talk you've gotten to do all year.
And probably will be the most that we do all year unless the Dodgers are actually good, which they could be because they have the returning Cy Young, Clayton Kershaw. The returning should have been MVP, but the other dude was doing drugs, and so he was the MVP, but Matt Kemp didn't get it. So we still got a stud.
So, but like two guys doesn't make a baseball team. I mean, even if there are really two really, really good guys.
D. Gordon's really fast. He's a shortstop.
Really fast.
Really fast.
That's important.
And plays a sweet shortstop.
Yeah.
James Loney, not very good at
see,
first.
I don't see how, Andre outside Ethier. Of like outfielders, how like physical skill comes in handy in baseball. I mean, if you can weigh
what?
Like 300 pounds and just hit home runs all day.
What about shortstop?
I know, but like
you see
first
the
base,
range of those
first
dudes?
Base?
Oh, yeah. Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
I Miguel mean, Cabrera. Whatever.
Got huge guys that don't run.
Hey, you can hit the ball really far. Go play first.
Yeah. That's oh.
Qualifications for first base. Hit the ball far.
Yeah, it's like when you're in middle school and there's like that one kid that's actually 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like 5'4". And they're like, you're a center.
That was me.
Yeah, that was you in fourth grade. they're like, yeah, you're the center. Even though when everyone else catches up to you, you're not going to be the tallest kid anymore.
That was me.
Yeah. And you should have been playing point guard all along so you could develop your skills. But no, you've been playing center.
Someone finally caught on to it. That was my problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
But the Mariners did get a win. They are in first place for a day.
I think they play, well, it's 8:43 right now. So there's like
Wednesday night, Pacific like, Standard Time.
What, 5 hours and they go again? Are they warming up now?
You going to watch it?
Oh, no. No way. Are you kidding?
Pay me.
I got paid to go to a baseball game last year, and I still didn't enjoy it and was complaining about it. I am not waking up in the middle of the night to watch the Mariners play Oakland Athletics in Japan.
Here's the thing. What do you think about America's pastime, if you will, opening up in Japan?
I don't think it's America's pastime anymore.
It's still called that.
Okay.
Obviously, football is America's sport.
Yeah.
But America's pastime, I guess that means it used to be America's sport, which
is
probably relevant.
I think that baseball has been surpassed.
Yeah.
By football.
Yeah, not
and
even
by
close.
College football.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. You know, it goes NFL,
because the Dodgers
college
got
football
bought by, for $2 billion. Yet,
because you can pack 55,000 people in one place 82 times a year.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and it's the TV. It's the TV revenue. That's where they're going to get all their money.
I don't get why people pay so much money to advertise during a baseball game.
Southern California is a different deal, man. It's not baseball isn't that big up here in Washington. There's a lot of loyal Mariner fans and this and that, but in California, man, baseball is lifestyle. Kids are playing it year round. Mm-hmm. They love baseball. You go to the park, guys are playing baseball. I mean, baseball is a big deal down there, and more so than basketball, I think. And
which is surprising because their basketball team is actually relevant. They have two relevant basketball teams.
Yeah.
Well, one just started this year, but
yeah, and they loved them some Lakers.
Yeah, and now the Clippers.
I'm so glad that we just spent 10 minutes talking about the Dodgers and Los Angeles.
Oh,
we can ridiculous. Move on because I bet people are getting like, seriously, I do not live in L.A. I do not want to talk about this anymore.
Stop talking about California. Probably. We can move on to basketball. Final four.
Ohio State, Kansas,
Kentucky, and Louisville.
Same state.
Yeah.
Civil War.
You know what's awesome is that we picked three of those four teams. We didn't pick Louisville.
You know what's not awesome?
What?
My Bobcats are not on that list.
Yeah. You were so excited that there was four teams from Ohio, and now there's only one left. And two teams from Kentucky.
And two teams that start with a K.
Yeah. And one team that starts with an O.
And an L.
Yep. Great facts, Josh. I know something you don't know.
What's that?
That Louisville starts with an L.
There we go.
Yeah.
Who are you going for?
It has an S in it, I believe.
Oh, spelt it wrong.
Yeah, you didn't spell that right. It was close. Good try. Louisville.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, you're going for Kansas.
Helen Newcomb's Kansas Jayhawks.
I'm going to guess that you're going to go for Kansas.
Yeah.
So I'll pull for Ohio State.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Might as well get it done and over with and not have to wait for the final game.
And I got, I'll let you have the first pick of the other one.
Okay, Kentucky. I don't think Louisville has it.
Louisville, yeah. I'm just going to go Louisville just because I have to. Because process of elimination leaves me to that.
Leaves you with one.
But I think overall I'm pulling for Kansas. I'm truly actually going to root for Kansas to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Bill Self, which I seriously screwed something up a few weeks ago when I talked about Bill Self's brother-in-law being the Harbaughs. I was way off. That's Tom Crean from Indiana. I realized that laying in bed one night, it just popped in my head. I'm like, I totally made fun of this dude's wife.
Yeah,
and it wasn't
even
the right person.
Speaking of being wrong, you're wrong. Ooh, about another thing, too.
I was. Man, college basketball is killing me this year.
Yeah, the coach of Lehigh
is not Coach Bobby Knight's son. Coach Bobby Knight's son coaches Lamar.
Mm. And how did you figure this out, Josh?
I figured that out from my brother, Jacob Claiborne, who actually, I guess I owe $5.
Yeah, I was going to say, I seem to recall making a bet online where you, on this thing where you said that you were going to give somebody $5 so they can prove it.
Yes.
And he totally can.
He did.
Yeah, he can prove it. He applied.
Jake is a college football coach, and he has applied for jobs everywhere under the sun.
Mm-hmm. And he'd heard of Lehigh.
Because he had actually sent his resume there. Yeah. The reason that I got to just do him some justice here. The reason that he has applied everywhere is not that he's a crappy coach and no one wants to hire him. No, I'm just kidding. He's a really good coach. But you have to do that.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he had actually applied to Lehigh, I think he actually told me that they were in Texas outside of San Antonio. Or was that Lamar?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm glad that I don't.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But on to more basketball news. We had something special happen in Whatcom County.
Go Jayhawks. Sorry, just going back to Kansas.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we don't have a Jayhawks in Whatcom County. But we have three championship teams.
Three?
Yeah, two high school ones.
Yes.
Both in the same city of Linden.
Yep.
2A, or 1A and 2A state champs. And then we had a little university that I attend. Western Washington.
Go
university.
Orcas!
No, Vikings.
Vikings.
Yep. Orcas is Whatcom.
Whatcom Community College.
All the way to the Final Four.
It was awesome.
Of Division II basketball.
Yep.
They won there, which we called.
You did, actually.
Yeah. You said. I believe you said that John Allen would have 78 points. He didn't have that many, but
no.
The team overall had 73.
Did. Yeah.
That was pretty close, yeah. They ended up going into the final game, and they won.
And they beat Montevallo out of Alabama.
Yeah, who a lot of people thought was from California based off the name.
Well, because it sounds Spanish?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's not Los or San or Santa.
Yeah.
It's Monte.
Yeah, Montevallo, yeah. So if you say it right, I guess you could
Montevallo.
Montevallo.
No, see, if it was in California, it would be Montevallo, like Mission Viejo.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, peeps.
That's true.
Get it right. If you're going to make fun of my state.
They won. They are champions.
Super exciting. And I watched the game, and you know what? Local boy from Nooksack Valley High School. I should go announcer voice.
You could.
From Nooksack Valley High School at center, Chris Mitchell. Anyways.
Woo, Chris Mitchell.
He had a great game.
He did have a really good game.
Inside.
He was hitting threes.
Shooting the three, playing incredible defense on that dude that looked way better than him, but apparently wasn't because he didn't do anything at all.
Yeah. He got blocks.
I mean, he tore it up. And if there's a time to shine, why is it not, you know, Why not do it on national television?
TV? Seriously, for a championship.
Way to go, Chris.
So he did well. I felt kind of bad because Zach Hennepin got some ticky-tack fouls called on him.
Yeah, he did.
And was out of the game at the end, which was kind of sad.
Yeah, but he's got a ring.
He does, but it was his last game. You know you want to finish it on the court.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, but congrats to them, and congrats to Brad Jackson, who was named Division II Best Basketball Coach of the Year.
Gets a free trip to the Big Boys Final Four.
Yeah.
Down in New Orleans.
He does. I think that his team should get an automatic bid into the final.
It would be so fun.
Into the final.
Into the final.
Division I versus Division II.
I don't know if
I'd
go that far.
Oh, yeah, no. Kansas versus
Western Washington.
Washington University.
Point spread is 72 in favor of the Jayhawks. Yeah. But, you know, I totally lost my train of thought, so we can move on.
All right. Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
He won.
Awesome. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's all I need
to say.
That's
all I got for golf.
But, yes, the U.S. men's soccer team choked. They choked in the Olympic qualifying.
I think it's so funny that we're supposed to be the most powerful nation in everything.
Yeah, but we're not.
From, like, sports to kicking butt, like, and we can't figure out the soccer thing.
Well, okay, yeah. First of all,
I don't get it.
I'll explain the Olympics because it's kind of confusing. But the Olympics are just U23 teams.
That means you have to be 23 or under.
Yeah, and they have only 3 roster spots that can be players that are older.
Okay.
So there is room for 3 players to go on. So like Landon Donovan and Tim Howard could do it, but they probably won't.
So what you're telling me is that the future of United States soccer really sucks.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Okay.
Yeah, they got unlucky, I think, in the El Salvador game, but they still choked. They lost to Canada. We never lose to Canada.
We should never, ever, ever lose to Canada in anything except curling.
I was going to say igloo making.
Oh, yeah, they can beat us to that, too.
Yeah. Or like maple syrup making.
And being nice.
Yeah, they can be nice.
They're better at being nice because obviously I'm making fun of them. Sorry, Canadians. Ooh, there's probably a lot of Canadians that are listening. We actually do have Canadian listeners.
Let's not make fun of them anymore.
I actually gave him a compliment.
It was kind of backhanded.
They're better than us at being nice.
Yeah, but that was like, that's the only thing that they can be better at us in.
I'm better at them at being a jerk, and that's not anything to brag about.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, Canadians.
It's okay. They forgive you.
Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not Canadian. But yes, we lost to Canada, which meant that we had to win our game versus El Salvador.
Don't even know where it's at.
Central America.
All right.
So we were playing them, and we scored in like 20 seconds in.
We played in front of like 7,000 people in Nashville.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's U23 Olympic qualifying. It really means nothing. And we were supposed to have won. So they play, they score a goal early, and then they give up 2 goals in 2 minutes, and they're down. And then late in the game, they score 2 goals, because remind you, they have to win. They can't tie. They had to win. They scored 2 goals. They started winning, and then like with 30 seconds left in the game, in stoppage time, El Salvador scores.
It was actually after stoppage time. That's the one thing I don't understand: how you can score a goal. Okay, you get 4 minutes, and then all of a sudden there's a goal, but the goal happened at like 4:07.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Well, it's up to the ref's discretion.
You can never justify that one in my mind.
I love it. I think it's great. Because think of it this way. You know, what was the game a couple years ago? Well, I think it was it USC versus Oregon or somebody versus Oregon where they started faking injuries?
Oh, dude, don't throw my boys
was
under the
UCLA?
Bus. No, it was Cal.
Cal, okay.
Yes.
I knew it was from California. So they started faking injuries to slow down the game, slow down the tempo, right? And it's stupid and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they do that all the time in soccer.
So stop the clock.
Well,
easy enough.
I don't like that because then you're going to be having like buzzer beater shots from half court.
It'd be so awesome.
No, it's not. They did that back in they do that in college, and they did that when MLS started, and it was terrible because it's like they were building up a play and getting ready to go, and then the game would be over, and they'd have to shoot it from deep.
How many times in basketball they're
basketball
setting up
court
with their
is much smaller
yeah,
than
but they're
a
setting
soccer
up
field.
With their 2 seconds and
way
they're like
smaller than a soccer field.
But they had 90. 4 minutes to win. And they couldn't win in 94 minutes. They needed 94 minutes and 7 seconds. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the American soccer team. You should be winning. You should be beating them as bad as the Sounders got beat by.
Don't bring it up.
Sorry. That was messed up.
That was too soon.
Oh, sorry. But, you know, we should be beating them at scores like 6-1.
Well, we beat Cuba 6-0. But you can't blame it because Cuba, the team basically defects every time they come to the U.S., which I think is awesome.
We're going to go play in Columbus, and then all of a sudden no one is at the game.
Yeah, well, that's what happened a few different times. Osvaldo Alonso, who plays for the Sounders,
yeah,
he totally defected.
He just left.
And he's like, he can't go back to Cuba, I don't think.
So he like shows up in Columbus or wherever it is. It's like, all right, peace out, guys. I'm going to bed. Then like next thing you know, he's on the next
Greyhound. What they did
was
a whole bunch of them went shopping.
Uh-huh.
And they snuck out through the back door. It was like all set up. And
they had like guards or something, making sure they don't defect?
Well, yeah, but they snuck out through the back door and they like, because it was planned, and they escaped like in a grocery store.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
The land of the free, home of the brave. Way to go, Cubans.
Terrible. Terrible. But yes, the U.S. soccer choked. I mentioned Osvaldo Alonso, so I might as well talk about the Sounders.
Okay.
They won again.
Domination.
It's awesome.
They can beat everyone except for Mexico.
Yeah. Well, I'll take that. They're
undefeated. I guess I would too, because Mexico's usually better than us at soccer.
Yeah. So they're undefeated.
Way to go.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think they might be the only team that has wins.
How's Portland doing?
They've got a couple ties and a loss.
So they have not won. How happy is Kyle?
They have a win.
Would you rather see? Here
oh,
you go.
Oh, oh.
Go.
I'm really excited about this. And
what?
I'm going to interrupt you. But Aston
totally,
Villa
I didn't have
is
anything
coming
good.
To Portland. I'm
oh,
really excited.
That's Kyle's team.
Yeah, that's my English team. I'm
going to
go
team.
Watch them.
Did you know that if you're a soccer fan, you can watch soccer year-round?
It's great.
It's almost nauseating. I'm just jealous that I can't watch college football year-round, but whatever.
Yeah. Let's stick to soccer news.
Okay.
Because something else happened.
What?
Bellingham United lowered they had like 70 players try out.
Uh-huh.
They narrowed it down to 29. Plus a few extra players that are college age that can't play until May,
mm-hmm.
And they're gonna set the roster at 25. So they're still doing like, they're still gonna
four people to get yacked yet.
Yeah, but they're lowering it down, and they had their first practice last night.
Who's the studs?
Well, I thought that Drew Smiley, the goalkeeper, looked great last night. He looked really good.
Coach of the Lennon High School boys team.
Yeah, so he looked good.
Oh, dude, I remember what I was going to say earlier.
Okay.
I'll hit it up.
Hit it up after.
I'll get you later, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Drew looked really good. And I think that Oscar Jimenez looked really, really good. Matt Zigalas looked really sharp. So there was a bunch of guys that looked pretty good. But at the same time, I talked to the coach afterwards, and I was like, so what'd you think of practice? And he was like, yeah, it was good. We have a lot of talent, but we are nowhere near fit.
That means we're fat.
Yeah, they're not Well, no, a lot of people didn't bring shin guards.
What?
Which is...
Is that a requirement?
Yeah, it really is.
It's like playing hockey without skates?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like they do practice like with football with just like no pads sometimes.
If they're not going to have contact.
Yeah, yeah.
Like so, they just all of a sudden start playing tackle without pads.
But yeah, it was... People didn't bring shin guards, and so they weren't going for
them
for very many... No, it was like 20 people of the 30 that were there. It was pretty bad, but they were like, you know, not going for tackles and not going in as hard and stuff. So that might have a little bit to do with it, but you know, I think that the coach can tell,
yeah,
that they're not ready yet, and it's a good thing because we still have a month until the season starts. Okay, so you remembered something? What was
I did? We were talking about Western, and you had talked about how we had three championship basketball teams here,
mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking of Ed Roddy, you know, our friend,
yeah.
And how he's like super fan,
mm-hmm.
in Whatcom County.
Yeah, he goes to everything.
If you go to something, including like girls swimming, he'll probably be there.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. But he has celebrated, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 championships with people that are close to him this year.
This year?
This year.
Well, you got Western, Lyndon, and LC.
Western, Lyndon, and LC. And he's close to people on all those teams, so he has a rooting interest.
Mm-hmm. It's not just bandwagon.
No, not at all. He has clothing to support it.
He does. He has fanwear for almost every school in the county, I think.
Except for Blaine and probably Mount Baker.
Yeah.
Sorry, but Borderites no, and Mounties.
And I have to. I get to cover for Blaine, and they don't have very good sports teams most of the time.
So, but Linden does, because then Linden also, their football team won a state championship.
Did they win this year?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Then Jeremy Kortheis, the wrestler, won a state champion. And so he has just had quite the year when it comes to
championships.
Local championships. I guess you can't get any from Seattle teams, so you got to stay local.
Hey, we won an
Low
open cup.
Low blow.
We won an open cup. We've won three open cups back to back to back.
I don't think Ed's celebrating that.
He's not. He's not at all. But he
probably doesn't
be.
Even know what that is.
He doesn't. I can guarantee. He has tickets to the Sounders games, and he's like, "Hey, does anybody need tickets? Just give them away."
You're like, "What?"
Yeah, it's terrible.
But yeah, so it's really cool to you know that the local sports are, especially I should say Linden High School, is dominating at everything. Mm-hmm. You know, even going back to last spring, they won the state championship in soccer.
I mean,
as a state, it's not like. They won league. Or they talk about state championships as if it was like league. We won the Northwest Conference. Oh, we won state.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a rite of passage if you play sports for Linden.
You have to win.
Yeah. You know, and Jude now, my son Jude, he's playing soccer for Linden Action.
Yeah.
He's 5, playing on the 7-year-old team.
The U7s, yeah.
Totally proud. Did score a goal against the 7-year-olds.
Everybody.
Dude, only 5 goals were scored. 3 by that dominating kid.
There was only 5? Are
yeah.
you sure you missed Jude's goal, so you probably missed a few more of them?
Moving on. But
and then the coach made fun of
Jude. Jude said his favorite part about playing Linden Action versus the YMCA, which is a great program, not dissonant, is that he's not the green lasers as that they do at the YMCA. They label everything green. Like if you're green, you're like the green Lions, or you're mm-hmm. if you're red, you're the Red Robins, or whatever. Yeah. It's a restaurant, but whatever.
The Red Robins.
But he's like, I am a Linden laser. There's pride to be a Linden.
Yeah, which he doesn't even live in Linden.
No.
He lives in Nooksack, and Nooksack has a team. And you could have been playing on it and dominating.
Or we can just have him go over to Linden and dominate with everyone else.
No, but this way he can make Nooksack the new hotbed of youth soccer.
Yeah, we'll keep it in Linden. So
you just don't want him to be associated with Nooksack.
That's cool. I mean, wherever he gets the ball more.
Terrible. But yeah, I will admit that one kid that was on the team, I think he was number 64.
I think his name was Carlos.
Dude, he was a freaking machine when it came to scoring goals.
Awesome.
He would get the ball and dribble around every other kid.
Yeah.
Like just make circles and then like, oh, I guess I'll go score now.
He even set up Jude's goal. So out of five goals, he had three goals and an assist.
He probably assisted on the other goal too.
I think he did. Actually, yeah. I think it was a rebound off of his miss. I did see that one. So he had a hand in it.
Yeah, there was a hand involved in that.
So way to go, Carlos. But anyways, that was the longest tangent ever.
It was a good one.
You know, we can totally go on Facebook now and say, "Hey, we talked about Linden sports, and maybe we'll get more people to listen."
I don't think that'll happen.
Did you know? You know, one more plug to Linden Sports. There's certain players, you know, like Josh Kraft, for instance, and I can't think. Matt Meyer's another one. He's another one that plays all three sports. They won the state championship in football. They won the state championship in basketball. There's a chance that they can compete for it in baseball, mm-hmm. and they're all juniors. So there is a possibility. That those boys, and I know there's a couple more that play all three sports. I just can't think of them. Those are the ones that I actually know. There's a chance that those boys could have 6 state championships before they graduate.
That's just ridiculous.
That is insane. Dude, think about that.
Yeah, that's – I mean, it is 2A, and it is Washington. But still, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
No, yeah. I mean, you have to beat who's in front of you.
Yeah.
That was cliche.
It was. It was. 15 seconds of fencing?
Go for it.
All right. Fencers will compete in a round-robin format of five-touch bouts. After the round-robin, top four finishers will fence in semifinal 15-touch bouts, and the winner's fencing determined first and second places, and the loser's being awarded a tie for third place. Absolute ties for the seeding will be broken as follows for positions 1 through 3 by a coin. I should probably give a little bit more background knowledge of what's going on when I'm talking about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still
NCAA fencing championships.
Oh.
Yeah.
In where?
Ohio State University.
Wow, Ohio State. But you know what the thing is? Ohio State's in the Final Four here. They would, I bet you if you asked every Ohio State fan at the Final Four, unless they're a parent of a player for the basketball team, they would trade their basketball team for one football championship. They'd just say, okay, you could take our basketball team. We don't even need to have just basketball.
Just take the whole team?
Yeah, they would. But you know what we told we do? We got 2 minutes. We're going to rob you because we cut you short last week.
We actually didn't.
Oh, yeah, because we just ramble. UW, they choked.
Oh, they did.
Washington State.
They're playing in a three-game final.
Hello, baseball.
I know.
Best it's the World three. Series?
Best of three.
Awesome.
Well, it's the NBA Finals now for CBI.
Yeah, whatever.
Of three.
Yeah, and then the University of Washington goes to all the way across the country to play in the Final Four of the NIT. They play in front of a whole four people at Madison Square Garden and lose.
In overtime. Way to go. The Golden Gophers.
At least they don't have the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, that's what they are, the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Awesome.
But, you know, I did listen to part of that game on my way into Bellingham, and they came back from down by being like 10 points to tie it, to bring it to overtime, and then lost again.
Is there any other colored gopher, or are they all golden?
There's probably like
they're like
brown
playing
gophers.
For the YMCA again. The Golden Gophers. That's what the YMCA does.
The hot pink Huskies.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
the Topaz Trojans.
At least, you know, in closing, dude. Not cool. Crimson and yellow.
Yeah.
But at least they don't have the awkward NIT championship trophy to deal with.
That's true. It's probably better off for them.
It really,
you know,
is.
It actually probably would have been better for them just to lose first round.
Yeah. Tony Roten, come back to school. You do not belong in the NBA. You're a phenomenal player. You're great at missing layups and getting your own rebound and then making it the second time. But that's not going to happen in the NBA because guys are way better. So, one thing random.
I already did mine.
You did?
Yeah. That Louisville has an S in it.
It does. Did you know, going back to Magic Johnson, that it was 20 years ago that he was diagnosed with the HIV virus? That's crazy, dude. You were 3.
I don't even... Yeah,
I remember it. I remember it. I was bummed because, you know, I was, 10? So, you know, growing up a 10-year-old loving basketball in Southern California, you were watching the Lakers, and Magic Johnson was a part of that.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
That was crazy. It's one of those you won't forget where you were when you heard, except for I forgot where I was.
I was going to say, where were you, Josh?
I forgot.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, we robbed you of 4 minutes.
Anyways, we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Bye.